Starting this month, San Francisco is urging residents to only shop local, known as Small Business 30-Day Challenge. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. ABC 7 reports San Francisco Chamber of Commerce will also be promoting its annual Small Business Week. San Francisco Chamber of Commerce is also promoting its Small Business Week this week with events organized throughout the city. California Senator Alex Padilla on Monday proposed a vast expansion of government protection for public lands and rivers that he said would fight climate change and safeguard natural treasures for generations to come. His proposal would combine three bills already passed in the House and looks to take advantage of the Democratic tilt in Washington that is more welcome to environmental protection. The city of Palmdale launched the TextMyGov messaging service to enhance general communication by the public to the city for a wide variety of information. The Antelope Valley Times reports TextMyGov allows the public to send text messages directly to the city that will trigger a response to answer the question or concern. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The City of Eureka announcing its application for the Prop 68 Statewide Park Development and Community Revitalization Program. The funding helps fund park projects in critically underserved communities. They have Cooper Gulch Park in mind. A free vaccination clinic for COVID-19 to be held at the Fire Hall on Thursday, May 6th from 9 to 3 p.m. It's made in cooperation with the City of Rio Del. Public Health will be administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Walk-ins will be accepted. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.